From radioinfo.com.au. It's Tuesday, the 24th of March. Hi, I'm Brad Smart. Thanks for joining me. Here's what radio people are talking about this morning. SCA in a trading halt after COVID-19 drives its shares to record lows. The search for radio's future role as the crisis deepens. And the COVID crisis has sparked a new current affairs show in the community radio space. I'll have the details of these stories in just a moment.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, it hasn't taken long for those nervous investors to start worrying about the impact of the coronavirus on our industry. Last week, Nine Entertainment said all bets were off regarding profit forecasts given the current advertising market. SCA has been sliding down along with the rest of the market in recent days, but Monday morning, the vultures struck, pushing the share price down 30% by the time the trading halt was put in place. The company's shares were halted, trading at just 17 cents. In July last year, SCA was trading at $1.37, but came under market pressure earlier this year following an 8.2% drop in revenue for the first half year. The operator of Southern Cross Television and the Hit and Triple M radio brands has told the ASX the halt is necessary to assess the impact of COVID-19 on its business going forward. Craig Bruce's popular Game Changers podcast is back. Bruce has revived the podcast series to allow radio people to share experiences of how they're planning to operate throughout the current crisis. The Game Changers' first guest is Ace Radio's Kate Mead, the host of The Morning Rush on the Ace Network and the Women of Influence podcast. Like many others, she's now working from a home studio in Warrnambool, Victoria. Kate shared her experiences with Craig Bruce during the podcast.
I've been in self-isolation from work, so doing breakfast shows since Tuesday, and I have my son at home as well. And I noticed by Wednesday, I was craving a little bit of people. And I thought, okay, so this is the beginning of learning what this new reality looks like and how important our mental health is going to be.
When did you get a sense of this story being more than just an overseas tragedy?
Certainly last Saturday and last Sunday, I had that moment of, I've got the privilege of talking on the radio every single day, and I need to know this like the back of my hand.
At the moment, everyone's craving more and more information, not only about the progress of the coronavirus itself, but how the shutdown's going to affect them and their friends. To keep the LGBTIQA community informed, Melbourne's Joy 94.9 has launched a new daily current affairs program called The Informer Daily. It's an evolution of The Informer, the station's award-winning weekly current affairs show. The initiative has grabbed the attention of the Community Radio Network, which has agreed to broadcast the show nationally, Monday to Friday at 3 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. It'll also be broadcast on Joy 94.9 at 6 p.m. and streamed online at joy.org.au. For full details on these stories, go to the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Other stories catching industry attention today. Last week, I touched on the issue of shared foam windshields on studio microphones. The danger, of course, is that COVID-19 travels through water particles that are part of our breath, and those droplets can end up embedded in the foam. Well, it looks like quite a few people have come to the same realization and are now traveling to studios with their personal foam windshield. So much so that suppliers like All Size Miracles warn that they're quickly running out of stock. They say the wait could be up to 3 or 4 weeks once they run out of supplies. At this time, when things are so topsy-turvy and changing incredibly quickly, it's handy to be able to stay across what's happening. ARN's iHeartRadio has bitten the bullet. It's partnering with Sky News Australia to stream the news operation 24/7. ARN says this will be the first time that targeted advertising has been directly integrated into the audio stream of a live television feed. The launch of the Sky News stream will be supported by marketing on both Sky and the 9 ARN stations nationally. Ben and Liam from Nova 91.9 in Adelaide are trying to put a smile on people's dials during the current shutdown. An old limousine has been bought and renamed the Ben and Limo. It'll take goodies, including canned goods, toilet paper and chips, around to those in need who are self-isolating. Coming up next, the breakfast star who's turned his hand to TV acting.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Gold 104.3's Christian O'Connell has made his TV acting debut. It was on Neighbours, and surprisingly, he played a quirky Englishman. Unfortunately, Christian missed himself on TV, but he did give his listeners an honest critique of what he thought of his own performance.
Gaff, you might get splinters from the very powerful, very wooden acting as I... Neighbours episode was yesterday. Neighbours didn't even let me know. Obviously, some kind of shame.
I think you did a good job.
You really did.
I think you're being polite. But look, you can decide for yourself. Have a look online. It's at, up on Facebook, OC1043. You can see my 28-second... Neighbours debut with Susan Kennedy.
And if you're working remotely, we'd like to know where you're broadcasting from. Send us an email and a couple of snaps of your setup to editor@radioinfo.com.au. If you're looking for a new gig, jump onto the Radio Info website and check out the current jobs available. Thanks for your company today. I'll be here with your morning briefing again tomorrow. And to see what's happening in radio anytime, check out Australia's trusted radio information source, radioinfo.com.au.